Good Thursday morning. It is coming up on 7:21. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. We have more news, traffic, and weather, of course, at the bottom of the hour on this beautiful Thursday. Plenty of sunshine right now and 34 here at the Hillsborough Airport. And before KUIK signs off the air this Saturday, I thought I'd have one final interview with the president of VR Capital Incorporated. He is Bill Roller. He's a certified financial advisor and a certified financial planner. And for the last, I don't even remember how many years you've been doing the reports for us here, Bill.
Feels like 8 years or so, seven or eight.
It feels like, or it is.
It is.
Okay, I was going to say. It's been a long time.
When you get whipsawed by the markets, it always feels like a lot longer.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, you make an investment, you hope it pays off. A lot of things sell off, and then, you know, you lose your shorts. And then the next day, you could get it all back again.
Well, that's right. Certainly, volatility has returned to the market. You know, in 2017, it was, you know, it had some bad days, but it was, you know, generally upward. Now, volatility is back in, and people think that the 2018 market is more volatile than usual. Actually, it's just kind of reverting to the mean and becoming kind of what it always has been. So a lot of the good news about certainly low interest rates and, you know, the Trump economy cutting regulation, and that is now out. That information's out there, so it's become a stock picker's market.
Have you seen a lot more investments now that people are saying, wow, I've got more money in my paycheck now?
I haven't seen a lot of money, you know, kind of that way.
Not yet. Where the
phone rings off the hook of referrals. Hey, I've got money to invest, and in some ways that's good, because last time I saw that was 2000 when it was so easy, and of course that marked the top. You always got to remember, retail investors unfortunately tend to be lagging indicators, and when they all want in is when it's usually time to get out.
Oh, well, that's a good indicator. Let me write that down.
Yep. Hey. That, and of course, when you start seeing magazine covers, to the extent we still have magazine covers, or, you know, internet stories about stocks can only go one way and that's up, that's usually when it's time to start being very cautious.
So let's say, as a financial planner, people can sit down with you and you'll lay it all out for them and say, okay, you need to invest this amount for this amount of time, and you should have this amount of money when you retire.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of that about how much you're going to need to retire, and of course, people...
That always goes up, though.
Yeah, the figures keep getting larger.
And by the way, let's answer that question. If I was to retire at 65, and the average age of someone is 85, right, or more, how much would you need to retire to live comfortably?
Well, I mean, kind of rule of thumb, you're going to want to have at least $1 million, you know, given that length of time. Yeah, million. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, you know, get after it. You know, you're going to need money in the bank. You're certainly going to have some Social Security. You're seeing, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, more emphasis on reverse mortgages as a backstop for that, which isn't widely accepted by the market yet. But that's become, in some ways, the third leg, and the industry is kind of, you know, educating financial planners about that. I'm not necessarily, like I said, given the high fees, I'm not necessarily a big fan of that, but there have been a number of studies shown that, you know, it can reduce volatility, particularly when you have to take money out when the market's down.
Right. So now let's roll around the world here real quick in the next couple minutes. Starting with, how's the relationship now with Russia, even though there's a little tension there?
Well, it's pretty much the usual.
Yeah.
You know, you have to remember, Russia is really driven more by history than by ideology. And, you know, our competition with Russia dates well before the communists were in charge. You know, it goes all the way back to Peter the Great.
Right.
You know, when they first made their foray into Alaska. So, I mean, it's geopolitical, and it's always going to be an issue, and it's never going to be a case of where we're going to be huge friends with Russia. You know, we might be allies, or, you know, but, you know, the relationship is driven by, you know, interests or mutual antagonism, depending on, you know, who's in charge.
Now, how about China? We've said that we're going to put on these tariffs on certain items, and they're threatening to retaliate. Now, they're like the second largest economy in the world, right?
They are the second largest right now, but in some ways,
will it hurt us?
There's a lot of saber rattling and a lot of posturing that's going on. China's got some pretty stiff tariffs also, and you know, the U.S. has been the good guy. Can't we all just get along? And from my reading, Trump is actually kind of establishing parity with those tariffs with China.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, the best way to negotiate with anyone, you know, a wife or a country, is a tit for tat. You know, how they treat you is how you should treat them. And that really has not been the case historically with China. We've treated them quite a bit much better, certainly since 2000 when they came into the World Trade Organization. I mean, they have really taken advantage of it and in many ways gotten quite a bit of a pass on tariffs and, you know, managing trade and all that from the U.S. because, you know, we wanted to be good guys.
Right. How about Mexico and our threat to make them pay for our wall?
Well, it doesn't look like they're paying for it yet, but there's always that.
How is the relationship now because of that?
Well, I think, again, it's really geopolitical. It'll never be great, you know, certainly, mm-hmm. given that, you know, Mexico's got this enormous country sitting on their northern border, and, you know, they've got all their issues down there. So again, it's going to be kind of an arm's length relationship. I mean, the big fear of Mexico since the Mexican-American War is that, hey, we're going to come in and we're going to keep the place.
Yeah. Bill, we are out of time. I want to thank you for all the excellent work you've been doing over the years. And how can people quickly get a hold of you?
BRINC.com or 800-562-7096. Always still willing to talk.
Best to you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye. Bill Roller at BR Capital Inc. It's 728. This is the West Side Morning Report. We have more news, traffic, and weather in 2 minutes on KUIK.